But women are about to lose these two monopolies in the form of the sex bot and the art womb, that's artificial womb. The sex bots are coming out now with their luscious curves, their film star faces, their creamy, grippy vaginas that women, especially fat women, cannot compete with. These sex bots are increasingly equipped with the latest AI-generated conversational abilities, making them very agreeable to men, since their artificial personalities are driven by market forces. Men won't buy sex bots who are feminazi bitches. Forcing women to be nice to men. When men can grow their own kids and prefer to sex their bots rather than women, especially fat and obese women, then men will become a lot ruder towards women. 40% of women are obese in many countries, and 30% are fat. So two-thirds of women are now unfuckable, as judged by men who are health-conscious and slim. Millions of such men are wiping their hands of such women who masculists label pejoratively FUFs, that's F-U-F, fat, unfuckable females, cockshrinkers, and yuckers, the reaction a man has when seeing such a woman naked. Masculists expect feminists to be bi-conscious. Otherwise, fat, unfuckable, monoconscious feminazis will be severely punished by men, by these women not getting one. Masculists teach men not to be interested in MFBs, nor in FUFs. Masculists preach to women the common sense idea that, quote, if a woman wants to keep a man, she needs to remain nice to him. Otherwise, he just walks away from her, end quote. Monoconscious feminists have become MFBs and hence pay a very heavy price. They go manless and hence loveless, sexless, babyless, and spat at by men. Masculist lifestyles. Masculists advise men not to live full-time together with a woman in the same dwelling. Such a lifestyle promotes complacency and incivility. Too often, the wife turns into a nagging, controlling bitch who will drag her husband into the fluffy feminist-controlled divorce court and destroy his life. Masculists advise men to live the twetwef, that's 2A2F equals two apartments, two fips, or latting, L-A-T, lifestyle, living apart together. Latting imposes discipline on the woman and the man to remain nice, to be civil, or he just walks away. The regular separations between the couple, for example, 4 nights per week together, 3 apart, create a hunger, promoting better and more frequent sex and affection. Some MGTOWs are so pissed with women's psychology, for example, nagging, controlling, hypergamy, sexploitation, obesity, using men as cash machines, etc., that they have nothing to do with women, going MGTOW monk. MGTOWs and masculists strongly advise men not to marry, not to have kids, until the gender laws are men feared, and certainly not to be a manslayer to a parasitic bloody fluffy. Masculist politics. What do masculists want politically? Many things. Masculists want the media to take up the masculist message and spread it to the masses so that humanity learns that gender oppression is a two-way street. Masculists aim to put a masculist group in every high school, every college, so that male classmates can exert enormous moral pressure on female classmates to fib up or be severely punished by men by not getting one. Treated as a pariah, not even pumped and dumped, so are totally socially and sexually rejected by men, seen by men as hateable manslavers and divorce rapists. Masculists want parliamentary gender equality committees, GECs, GECs, to be set up, with half the members male masculists and the other half female feminists, so that both feminist and masculist issues are addressed and legislated equally. Masculists want society men feared, for example, laws be passed to reform the divorce courts to make them fair to men, so that men are prepared to be fathers again, so that we don't wipe ourselves out due to the lack of paternity that the fluffy feminist hypocrite genociders have made so toxic for men. The para needs to be legislated. Probably most women will fight this tooth and nail, since most women, including most feminists, have a deeply ingrained attitude that men exist on this earth to pay for women to have babies. The existence of the mara and the non-existence of the para is the most blatant form of sexual discrimination that exists. It screams out for reform. Maskless want to create a FIP society, where both sexes are raised to be FIPs, so that fluffies die out, so that men can be liberated from being man-slaves to women, working for women, for decades. Both sexes hating the fluffy feminists. What are the maskless strategies to force the gender politicians and fluffy feminists to mend fair the gender laws? Is to persuade young women to vote together with men to achieve this goal. Maskless tell these young women that the main reason why boyfriend after boyfriend refuses to give her his sperm is that the hated fluffy feminist hypocrites have taken over the divorce courts and made them so toxic for men that the large majority of men now refuse to marry and reject paternity. Maskless tell these young women that they should hate the fluffy feminists as much as men do for indirectly causing these young women's babylessness. With both sexes hating the monoconscious fluffy feminist hypocrites, monoconscious feminism will soon die out, with most feminists educating themselves to become bi-conscious and hence more likely to vote for the men faring of the gender laws as well, especially in the divorce courts, and for the legislation of the para, which will force women to grow up, to fip up, to no longer be fluffy parasites so hated by the maskless for their man's slavery that lasts decades of a man's life. The Masklist MCT, that's Mother Career Timeline for Women. Birth rates have dropped well below the replacement rate in many countries, so if present trends continue, we wipe ourselves out. So sooner or later, governments will put powerful moral pressure, incentives and punishments on both sexes to have more children. Maskers see this, so push governments to mend fair the gender laws so that young men are more prepared to be fathers again. Many feminists prefer their careers over having babies, so Maskless devised the following MCT for women. Take the case of an upper middle class woman who gets her master's degree at 23, then works in her career competent profession for 5 years, in which time she marries and has her first kid at 29 and her second kid at 31. She stays at home looking after them until the second kid is off to kindergarten. She is now 35. She has had her two kids, so has performed her civic duty in not contributing to the crash of the population. She's paid a hefty maternity wage by the government for the 6 years she stays at home, raising her two kids, so that her husband does not have to bear the sole responsibility for earning the living to keep the whole family financially afloat, which is terribly stressful for him. At 35, she returns to her career so that she is not a fluffy. On the last page, contact. And there's a picture of me, Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. Instruction. Click on the Maskless MGTOW tab for 600 plus Maskless flyers, that is 2-3 page essays on Maskless and MGTOW themes, and their videos of me reading these flyers aloud. Ciao.